on the map. WGN Radio gives insight and explores unique exotic vacation destinations all over the world. On the map, from Miami to Santorini. Plan your next adventure on the map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, happy Friday to all of you, and welcome to On the Map. Tonight, we will explore all things Vermont. It's that wonderful time of year when the multicolored leaves are falling, providing a satisfying crunch with every step. Manchester, Vermont offers some of the most scenic year-round vistas, made even more unforgettable during the fall season. Even a simple drive down a back road can unexpectedly lead to a picture-perfect scene. Autumn's warm days and cool, crisp nights make it the right time to break out your favorite fall sweater or light jacket as you enjoy the season. And whether you're looking for an adventure or just a quiet escape, Manchester is just the place. To talk about it all is John Burnham. He's the executive director of the Manchester Business Association. Good evening, John. How are you?
Hi, Dave. Good. How are you?
I am good. You know, so my show often gets preempted in the fall and winter due to Blackhawks hockey, Northwestern football. It is next weekend, so my girlfriend and I are coming to Manchester, and I've been there before, but Manchester is truly a beautiful place year-round, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, from the perspective that you're nestled in between two beautiful mountain ranges, both the Green Mountain Range and the Taconic Mountain Range, is this beautiful little village just sitting there with breathtaking views and all the things we're about to talk about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we are right there as far as peak fall foliage is concerned, but there's still so much to do to celebrate fall in Manchester, whether you're hiking through the trail, as you mentioned, or planning a family adventure in the mountains, you know, world-class golf courses, yoga workshops, fly fishing lessons, adventure parks. There's a lot to do still for fall in October and November, isn't there, John?
Absolutely. I mean, we have some great annual events coming up that we will be celebrating with our art center doing Halloween on the Hill coming up on October 26th. We have pumpkin carving contests, fall harvest decorating contests happening. Some of our fall themed things that are happening, like Oktoberfest and chili cook-offs and so forth, have just passed. We have a great Halloween thing happening, something called Frightmare on Elm Street with our local radio station here in Manchester. They host a haunted house every year. Our local nursery has great corn mazes, wagon rides, and fall-themed food and drink, as well as, of course, if you need to get your last-minute pumpkin to carve or any fall decorations, they're there for you.
I love that there's a haunted house, and that's very, very cool.
Oh, yeah. It's a great experience. They've been doing it several years now, and they're on Elm Street specifically, so it makes sense that they call it Frightmare on Elm Street.
Love it. Love it. Love it. You know, for a quaint mountain town that you have, you know, you have all the big perks. I mean, you have these heritage sites. I mean, there's a lot of history there. You've got award-winning cultural venues, incredible galleries, museums, recreational activities. Tell us a little bit about that, because there's a lot to see and do.
Sure. As you had mentioned, you know, we've got a great heritage site, which is Hilding, the Lincoln family home. This was Robert Todd Lincoln's, Abraham Lincoln's son, summer estate that he built in 1912. And it stayed in the family through many generations until the 80s when the last living heir passed away and it went into a trust. And now it is a beautiful 400-acre estate, still set in that 1912 period.
Wow.
With furnishings and so forth that you can tour. It has Abraham Lincoln artifacts in it, although he never had a chance to come visit the home, unfortunately.
Yeah.
They have his top hat and various items all about the Civil War period in a room dedicated. They have an old Pullman's car, only six in the entire country.
Oh, that's that cool.
That have been completely restored because Robert Todd Lincoln was the head of the Pullman's Car Association.
Which really started here in Chicago, which is really cool. I love that time.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've on that 400-acre, they've really gotten into our agriculture. They have great trails. They have a wonderful goat farm. You can even pet the goats and brush the goats. It's okay. A whole interactive experience. And that's just Hilding. And then, of course, our arts and culture scene is incredible. We have it just continues to grow, it seems, every year here in the Manchester area. So we have our art center, the Southern Vermont Art Center, which is just this intimate gallery with beautiful, incredible grounds that you can walk and explore nature, as well as the sculptures that are sprinkled throughout the fields and the woods. Then they have the actual house, lots of exhibitions that go on, both local as well as even national ones that come through this little town of ours. And then we have artisan galleries, everything from Epic Artisan Gallery, which has 16 to 18 regional artisans all over from mostly southern Vermont that do everything from photography, painting, stonework, metalwork, woodwork, handmade jewelry, even clothing. And then, of course, we have great art galleries like Tilting Windmills Art Gallery, mm-hmm. Ellen Bogan Art Gallery, Helmholtz Fine Art Gallery, which recently in 2023 won the annual American Arts Award for one of the top 20 galleries in the United States.
You know, it's amazing you say that. I was there. It very much reminded me walking through there like I was on one of the floors of the Art Institute here in Chicago. I mean, it's really beautiful. Mm-hmm. There's amazing works of arts in there.
Yeah, I mean, we've got everything from modern art to traditional art to contemporary art.
So yeah.
It's an art lover's dream. And then, of course, we have a recent place that opened called Squirrel Arts and Gathered Goods that just opened this year. Catherine Sullivan moved to the area, very arts-themed, and she just took an old firehouse that we had here in town, restored it. So it's just an experience in itself to go visit her. And, of course, beyond just the visual arts that we have available year-round, we have some great performing arts that happen here in the Manchester area, everything from the Dorset Theater Festival that happens through the summer to the Weston Playhouse that has plays throughout the summer, and then to Conic Music, which is more orchestral music, as well as the Manchester Music Festival. And these are almost summer and stuff, but they're all Dead of Summer Music Festival in July and the Green Mound Bluegrass and Roots Festival in August. So summer tends to be our busiest time here in Manchester, to say the least. And then, of course, we roll into fall foliage, like what we're experiencing right now, and then a great winter season, as you described earlier. We truly are a year-round destination location.
Well, you got some really unique museums there too. You know, the American Fly Fishing Museum. I mm-hmm. love that you talk about that. But I was in that Pastime Pinball Museum. I'm a pinball enthusiast. I've got a couple mm-hmm. of vintage one and a newer one in my home. That was a really cool place.
I know it's to have something so unique in this little town of Manchester, Vermont. Yeah. You've got, and as you know, and you saw, you've got pinball machines that go back from the 1940s, and they have about four or five machines for every decade leading up to present. And it's not just, it's a really misnomer to call it a museum because you think, oh, well, I'm going to go look at them. But no, as you just experience yourself, you play every single one of them. It's, you pay one fee and you play unlimited amount of time. And of course, they have a great little food and drink part for their guests upstairs.
Yes, they do. Well, we'll explore more of Manchester, Vermont's dining, lodging, and more on the map after we look at your Friday night traffic.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, you can explore southern Vermont's shopper's paradise in Manchester, Vermont, where small-town charm meets unique local boutiques, designer outlets, art and artisan galleries, and more. Shop locally crafted products, high-quality apparel, accessories, and more. We're talking to John Burnham. He's the executive director of the Manchester Business Association. His website is manchestervermont.com. John, from what I experienced, and it really stunned me when I got there, was it is all about the shopping, isn't it, in Manchester?
It really is. I mean, you said it best. It's a shopper's paradise, as you framed it. We've got our Manchester designer outlet. So everything, you know, there's a core group of designer brands right here in town, from J. Crew to Vineyard Vines, Pendleton, Theory, Eileen Fisher, Brooks Brothers, Polo Ralph Lauren, Yves Delorme, Eddie Bauer, Tumi, and by the way, the only Mary Mecco outlet store in the entire country is right here in Manchester, Vermont. So from a clothing perspective, lots of opportunities to shop fashion designer outlets right here in Manchester. And then, of course, you have some of our beautiful locally owned and operated boutique stores that offer everything from clothing to jewelry to homewares and so forth. Everything from Zippy Chicks, which is an upscale consignment store. So, you know, if you're trying to save a few dollars and have some beautiful items, that's a great place to go. To La Pêche Lingerie. Mountain Goat here in town has been family owned for so many years. And they offer all sorts of clothing, hiking gear, and such for
our outdoors. Yeah, I saw that. That's a really great experience. I love that stuff in there. It was cold when I was there, too, so I bought myself a new scarf and a pair of gloves. But, yeah, that's cool.
And that's a great place to do that.
Yeah.
And in the wintertime coming up, they rent snowshoes and cross-country skis for folks to go use over at Hilding, which we talked about earlier. So it's just a fabulous place. Family Footwear Center to get all your footwear that you might need, to Aunt Bonnie's Natural Remedies and Gift Shop, to Hazel and Bee Organics. And, of course, you probably saw our cornerstone, as we'll call it. It's an attraction of itself, but the North Shore Bookstore here in the center of town, which is your quintessential New England bookstore that you just don't see around anymore. And we just love it, and we love to have it here in town.
I remember there was a place I went to, and I can't remember the name, but I'm gluten-free, and they had everything from, you know, and if you were vegan, if you were gluten-free, it was like a little grocery store that was down there as well. But there's Vermont Kitchen Supplies, so, you know, the Vermont Flannel Company. If you're looking for flannel, man, there's plenty of that in that store as well. But what I really thought was cool was Smuggler's Notch Distillery Tasting Room. Mm-hmm. And we just finished the Vermont Maple Bourbon Cream that we bought from there literally the other night. But they've got vodka, gin, bourbon, and you can sample it all in there.
Absolutely. And you know, they moved into town. They're obviously out of Smuggler's Notch in northern Vermont. That's where these products are distilled. So it is a very Vermont-crafted item. And they open these tasting rooms around the state. This happens to be where one of them is. And you can buy, as you experience and taste, all of what they have available. And it's again, just an incredible experience to have. And, you know, you talk about Vermont-made products and brands, and you mentioned Vermont Flannel. You've got a Danforth Pewters that moved into town in the past year and a half that does handcrafted pewter gifts. You've got J.K. Adams, which is actually just in Dorset, Vermont, just north of us, and they do cutting boards, incredibly locally crafted cutting boards that you actually find for sale in places like Williams-Sonoma, Crate & Barrel.
Yeah, that's right.
All made right here in Little Vermont. And then, of course, just about a month ago, Simon Pierce, which is out of Queechee and Woodstock, Vermont, opened one of their stores right here in Manchester, Vermont. And that's a fabulous glass blowing, glass made items. And they also have some pottery and woodcrafted items, all locally made.
Yeah. And you know what's funny when you go through there? It really is stunning to me because you can go through a lot of little small Vermont towns and find cute little stores and so forth. But I mean, I was really stunned at every turn. I mean, that's a day and a half, 2 days to walk through all the shopping experiences there, really, right?
It is. And what better place to do that? You know, nothing to be able to walk and look at the mountain ranges in the distance and the beautiful mill pond right in the center of town and the waterfall and the river walk, all. You're just surrounded by nature, but you're still getting this incredible shopping experience while you're doing it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Manchester also offers a remarkable selection of upscale casual restaurants, hometown bars, cafes, New England fare, Mediterranean, farm fresh eats, Italian, whatever it is, best burger, beer combos around. Let's talk dining, because I think the experience there, again, very stunning.
Yeah. I mean, for a town that has a year-round population of 4,500, to have almost approximately about 30 restaurants and cafes at our fingertips to enjoy so many different kinds of cuisines like you just described. I mean, from classic diners, Bob's Diner is here in town, to gastropubs like Union Underground, where they serve so many of untapped Vermont-crafted beers, to Depot Street Burgers and farm-to-table dining like the restaurant at Hill Farm, which is an experience just slightly south of Manchester, where they actually have their greenhouses and a lot of the food that they prepare and serve is really truly farm-to-table, right out of their own greenhouses, for example, as well as local farmers and farmed items, to these wonderful pizzerias and Mystico Restaurant, which is a modern Italian restaurant right in the center of town. Husband and wife team, Luis and Debbie Passos, moved to Manchester back in 2017, and they opened two restaurants, this one and Social House. And they come from a New York City restaurant scene, you know, incredible food, and they created Mystico, which is phenomenal. House-made pastas and focaccia breads, craft cocktails. And then, of course, recently they took Social House and transformed it into what is now Umami, which is a Asian fusion restaurant with Chinese takeout, because that's one of the things that we were lacking for a while, is any Chinese takeout here in Manchester.
All right.
And then, of course, you know, you've got some wonderful Mexican restaurants, Gringo Jack's, which is right here in kind of a Tex-Mex restaurant, serving everything from chips and salsas to burritos and chimichangas. And actually, they make their house-made salsa is being sold not only locally, but you can find it online as well. That's how great their salsa is.
Well, you know, here's the thing, too. Like, I didn't have enough time there to experience all the restaurants I already kind of circled. I went to the Copper Grouse, which I remember having the tomahawk pork chop and an Uncle Nearest old-fashioned. And then I think it's Barrow's House Inn was another place. It was a short rib shepherd pie, a smoked old-fashioned. Tell me about Pearls, because I feel like any time I was going in and out of town or driving around, I ran into Pearls. What's Pearls all about?
Yeah, so Pearl's Place and Pantry is right here in Manchester, and it's Southern cuisine, actually. And that restaurant opened from the same group that actually runs the Barrow's House that you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, again, we were missing that Southern cuisine component here in Manchester, so they decided to open a restaurant dedicated to that. And they do everything from grits to fried chicken, as you can imagine. They actually have a chef that they brought in from the South to actually create the menu, design the menu, and make the menu. Renovated the entire space of this restaurant. Yeah. Great indoor and outdoor seating and just fabulous food. And the pantry part is they have like a gift shop as part of the experience that you can buy some of the products that they make, as well as locally made Vermont products as well.
Love it. And, you know, last year when I came and this year when I'm coming, I chose to do an Airbnb, and they both look like they're beautiful places. But there are so many great small luxury hotels, again, beautiful Airbnbs and other options to stay in town. Let's talk about lodging.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, we've got the beautiful Equinox Golf Resort and Spa, which is a, you know, four diamond property, historic property as well. It's been around for years. They actually, the Marsh Tavern, which is in the restaurant in there, has ties to the Revolutionary War period with Ethan Allen. So again, lots of history along with a beautiful resort. You've got Kimpton Taconic Hotel, where you dined at the Copper Grouse, which is built brand new in 2015, but it still has that old world feel of being in a Vermont town, you know, of one of the classic inns. Got a Hampton Inn and Suites that was opened in 2017, right in the center of town. And of course, you've got all tons of beautiful B&Bs and inns, everything from the Inn at Manchester, the Reluctant Panther, the Inn at Ormsby Hill, the Barnstead Inn, the Barrow's House Inn over in Dorset, as well as the Dorset Inn, and then Hill Farm. And they're all just gorgeous, unique, upscale bed and breakfast. You've got the vacation rentals that you mentioned. You can either book them through Airbnb or VRBO, or some of them actually you can find on our website, manchestervermont.com, both Storied Stay, Welcome Homes, Vermont Vacation Rentals, and the Wilburn Vacation Rentals are all on our website offering unique everything from small families, individual guests, couples, to large family gatherings. They offer all different types of accommodations.
I love it. And as we get into winter, it's just as beautiful to celebrate the holidays, skiing in the area and more, right?
Absolutely. Being only 15 minutes from Bromley Mountain, which is a ski area, and then Stratton Mountain, which again is another major ski area, 30 minutes drive from here. We are a skiing and snowboarders dream destination. And even, you know, we've got great relationships with both mountains, and they have accommodations available at Stratton Mountain Resort, but you could certainly stay here because, of course, sometimes families, some are great skiers and snowboarders, and some were like, yeah, I'd rather stick around and shop or go to the art and artisan galleries or whatever. So, you know, you can, it's again, very easy to get up to the mountain, and they offer shuttle service to the mountain, during the winter time. So somebody can stay in town and others can go up to the mountain and enjoy what the mountain has to offer.
Love it. John Burnham, Executive Director of the Manchester Business Association. ManchesterVermont.com is their website. John, I'll be up there next Thursday through Sunday. Let's meet for an old-fashioned or something.
That sounds great. Thank you so much, Dave. And hello to all your listeners in Chicago. And come and visit us anytime.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
All right, we'll continue our conversation, All Things Vermont, featuring Bennington and Stowe. And we'll do that after the news next.